Chapter 7. Shiro, Allura, Matt. Pet play, face sitting, collar and leash. Shiro! Matt sing-songed, bursting through the door to Shiro's room. I have something for... Oh, whoops, sorry to interrupt. Both Shiro and Allura turned to look at the intruder. Allura's dress was unzipped at the back, gaping open to reveal the dip of her spine and drooping off one shoulder. Shiro had his shirt completely off, chest on full display, and his wrists cuffed to the headboard behind him. Allura was settled on his lap, both her hands on his pecs as she continued to squeeze and tweak his nipples despite the interruption. "Hello, Matt," Allura greeted, as though she wasn't in the middle of a heavy petting session. "You have something important for Shiro?" Matt blinked dazedly, his eyes stuck on the exposed skin of her back. Then he shook his head and held up the bag he was carrying. "Yeah, well, no, important isn't..." He trailed off again, watching with rapt interest as Allura tugged on a nipple. Shiro's eyes slammed shut and he arched into the slight pain. "Not that important, but fun." Cracking one eye open, Shiro eyed him as he panted. "Stop drooling and spit it out." "To be fair, this is a very drool-worthy scenario." Matt gestured one hand between them as he regained his composure. "The universe's hottest princess has Takashi Universal Heartthrob Shirogane tied up and is playing with him right in front of me. Like, come on, am I supposed to not react to this?" Allura looked down at Shiro, pausing her movements. "Your middle name is Universal Heartthrob?" Sighing, Shiro shook his head. "It's an expression. I don't have a middle name." "Oh, but Pidge and Lance have them." "Different cultures." Shiro looked past Allura to raise his eyebrows at Matt again. "What was the not important fun thing that you wanted, exactly?" He rocked up against Allura, his flush returning. "You're kind of interrupting." Matt grinned and rocked on his heels. "Hey, you don't have to stop on my account." "Oh, excellent." With that, Allura went right back to twisting, smirking when Shiro cried out and threw his head back. "Go ahead, Matt." For a moment, Matt just drank in the view, this time with a smirk that said he was doing it on purpose, rather than being happily distracted. Then he reached into his paper bag and stepped over. He pulled something out too quickly to get a good look at it, and then jammed it on top of Shiro's head. It felt like a hairband. Shiro tried to roll his eyes back to see it, but it was an impossible effort. Even if he had been able to see through his skull, he couldn't concentrate with Allura still happily playing with his pecs. She stopped twisting so she could massage instead, pressing the muscle together to give the illusion of cleavage. Then the headband moved. "Matt?" Shiro asked, his voice rising in alarm. "What is that?" "Ears," Matt replied, his lip curling at the corner, the same smirk as his father and sister. "Ones that move with your mood. Lance mentioned the ones they used to have on Earth. He was joking about putting them on his helmet to be more lion-like, but I figured this was a good use as well. And I made it dog ears, because you're such a loyal boy." He reached forward and scratched Shiro between the twitching ears. Immediately, Shiro's eyes fell closed as bliss rolled through him. It wasn't a sexual pleasure, but pure contentment. "Huh." When he opened his eyes again, Matt pulled his hand away, so Allura could lean forward, her eyes bright with interest. She let go of one peck to tug on an ear. Shiro shivered, feeling it through all of him. "Super weird." "They're adorable," Allura declared, nodding with regal acceptance. "I think they're a wonderful invention. Thank you, Matt." Matt beamed, his chest puffing out outrageously at the compliment. "Only the best for the paladins and princess," he agreed. "They do look pretty fetching." At first, the pun didn't register, but then Shiro groaned and closed his eyes. "Oh my god, Matt." "Great, right?" Matt beamed at him, then reached into the bag. He pulled out another fluffy object, this one long and bristled at one end. The other side was very obviously a butt plug. "It even has a matching tail," You interested? Allura gasped and reached out, running her fingers over the fur. Oh, it feels so nice. Shiro, would you like to try it? Does it move like the ears? Of course. Eyes shining. Allura clasped her hands together under her chin. Oh, please, my paladin. I would love for you to wear it. You would look so cute. Shiro didn't have a particular objection to the ears and tail, but he'd been fully ready to say no just to spite Matt's obvious gleeful enjoyment. But that evaporated under the force of Allura's begging. He wanted so badly to please her. She so rarely asked for anything as well, aside from what they needed to be doing. So Shiro immediately melted and nodded. If you'd like. Good boy, Matt praised. It should have sounded mocking, but instead it was just pleased. It did nothing to abate the warmth in Shiro's chest under their approving regard. We know Allura's a very good pet owner, too. I'm sure you'll have a grand time with this. Pet? Allura repeated. She took the tail carefully, regarding them both. Did I miss some nuance to the conversation? Shiro glanced at Matt. A little bit. On Earth, there's a custom of wearing animal ears and a tail during sex, as part of a style of play, where one partner pretends to be a pet and the other pretends to be an owner. I wasn't expecting that as part of your interest. Nodding slowly, Allura considered him. Do you object to it? Shiro glanced at Matt, his cheeks coloring darker. Matt's brows rose. I'm not gonna give you shit for it if that's what you're into. Why do you think I made these? Good point. Shiro looked back at Allura, face heating further. No, I don't. Well, I don't mind joking about it. I'd prefer to continue to speak if needed. If Shiro was called upon, he didn't mind staying quiet, but he didn't enjoy the idea of being asked to bark. But I don't mind being called a pet or being ordered around, obviously. He shook the cuffs, still pinning him to the headrest. Ah. Allura tilted her head, considering. The way I treat the mice is how I would consider this. They are more intelligent than the typical animal, but they are still pets to be played with accordingly, and who perform upon command. Do you object to that? The blush deepened even further. Shiro shook his head. Excellent. Allura smiled at him and scratched between the ears again. Shiro melted back against the bed, letting out a happy rumble at the treatment. I assume you brought these over to use for yourself, Matt? Matt folded his hands behind him and regarded them. Well, yeah, but I can wait. You were in the middle of something and I didn't even knock. Even through the waves of contentment, Shiro made a grumpy, agreeing noise. Allura chuckled softly. You should do that in the future, but I don't see a reason for you not to join us, so long as Shiro agrees. You have more of an understanding what is expected in this scenario. I would appreciate guidance, and you seem to have no objection to either of us sexually. That's one way of putting it, Matt breathed. He stepped closer, his eyes wide with hope. I'm down with that. Shiro? Shiro nodded, shoving his head up into Allura's touch. He couldn't help it when the scratching felt so good. Sure, okay. He was only barely paying attention at this point. He had no objections to Matt joining, other than that Matt had just been rude. But he'd also provided the source of this good feeling, so he was forgiven. The cuffs suddenly gave as Allura freed him. Shiro's hands dropped to his side, limp as he stayed, completely focused on nuzzling into Allura's hand. There we are. My paladin, you are very cute like this. He is, Matt agreed. There was a dip in the bed as he joined them. From the fabric sounds, he was starting to get undressed. Should paladin be his dog name? Shiro's already a nickname, but it's not very fun. Allura hummed. That would work for me. Do you like that, Shiro? She pulled her hands away so he could concentrate on his answer. Shiro blinked his eyes open. When he focused on them both, he saw that Matt had completely lost his shirt and that his pants were open at the fly, showing his underwear. Yeah, paladin is good. Smiling back down at him, Allura patted his chest. Then she got off of him, settling next to Matt. Good. Now, turn over and undress. Pets do not wear clothing. Do they on Earth? Absolutely not, Princess. Except for collars. Oh. Allura clapped her hands again, eyes brightening. Do we have something that will work for that in your room, Paladin? Before Shiro could answer, Matt laughed and reached into his bag again. He pulled out a simple leather collar, black with a silver buckle. Attached was a long chain leash, the same metal as the decorations. Way ahead of you. Allura beamed back at him. Then she cupped the back of Matt's head and pulled him in for a kiss. When she pulled back, Matt's eyes were nearly crossed, and he seemed to have completely lost his senses. Well done. Yes, these will do nicely. While Matt continued to blink and try to focus again, Allura raised a brow at Shiro. I believe you were given an order, Paladin. Jolting, Shiro nodded. He stood up off the bed, because with the two of them there, it was a little crowded to move around. It didn't take long to get off his pants and underwear, though it was a different experience with both Allura and Matt watching with open interest. But when Shiro took a step back, Matt held up a hand. Dogs don't walk, do they, Paladin? Shiro's cheeks went red. He glanced at Allura, who just tilted her head. Clearly she wasn't going to object, unless Shiro spoke up in protest. He had said he didn't want to go too far, like barking. But despite that, there was a certain appeal to letting go of his dignity, debasing himself like he had with Lance in that silly outfit a few weeks ago. So Shiro took a deep breath, then slowly sank to his knees. He crawled forward a couple of steps, back to the bed, then climbed up with them again. Good boy, Allura murmured, cupping under Shiro's jaw. She pressed a kiss to his forehead. Another down his nose, then one on his lips. Such a good dog for us. Are you ready for your collar? Rather than speak, Shiro offered his neck. Allura's breath caught as she unclipped the collar. Would you like to put it on, Matt? It was your idea. I'm enjoying this right where I am, Matt said. You feel free to take as much control as you want. I'll be your guide, but you can be the owner. That earned him a shining smile. Then Allura slid the collar on, wrapping it delicately around Shiro's neck. There was something shockingly vulnerable about the feeling, and it was an undeniable eroticism about the feeling of leather sliding smoothly into place, and the tips of Allura's fingers sliding over delicate skin. As she slid the leather into the buckle, Matt cleared his throat. Common pet etiquette is to make sure three of your fingers can fit between the collar and their throat. It makes sure they can breathe comfortably, while not being so loose it can fall off. I see. She slid her fingers under to test, then loosened it by another notch. Thank you for the advice. The last thing I'd want is to harm my dear Paladin. Matt smiled back. Well, he definitely doesn't look uncomfortable, that's for sure. He eyed Shiro's erection, already hard and bobbing between his legs. Want the tail now? Allura considered. In a moment. Let him get in the proper position. Paladin, on your back now. Paws up so Matt can give you your tail. Careful of the leash as well. She gave him a pat on his head, and even that minor contact sent shivers through Shiro. Quickly now. Nodding, Shiro rolled over, moving slowly so Allura could maneuver the chain out of the way. Once on his back, he hesitated for just a moment, then held his arms beside him, hands flopping forward even with his chest, like paws. He tucked his legs up to his chest, spread wide. It was a ridiculous position, exposing his cock and hole for anyone to see. He looked like a dog waiting for belly scratches, although Allura couldn't have known the comparison. Worse, it made Shiro have to clench to keep his slick from leaking. Yes, it was a bit humiliating, but it was in service of being a good boy and having both of their attention. What a well-trained puppy you have, Matt said, smirking. He gave the side of Shiro's thigh a firm smack, apparently just to watch the muscle and skin ripple at the impact. Then he walked on his knees so he was below Shiro, the butt plug, tail at the ready. Allura frowned. I thought he was a dog. Matt blinked, then let out a snicker. He is. A puppy is a younger dog. It's an affectionate term as well. Even if it technically means a young dog, It's used often, even when they're fully grown, if they're being cute. Ah, I understand then. Allura rested her thumb on Shiro's bottom lip, smiling when he automatically opened his mouth to her. He is a very good puppy, then. Go ahead and give him his tail. As you wish, princess. Before Shiro could so much as roll his eyes at the joke, Matt slid two fingers inside. Then all thoughts of movie references fled Shiro's mind, replaced with need and heat. He whined, the noise automatic, though it took on a distinctly different meaning with their play. Allura tapped at Shiro's lip, gaining his attention back. Lick for me. Do dogs do that? Since Matt was busy pulling him open, Shiro answered by giving her thumb a firm lick. Then he started to lap enthusiastically, because it was a good outlet for the energy and need. He felt something firm line up against his hole, and he clenched eagerly. That earned him another swat. Hey, don't tense up. I'm trying to get this in. You uncomfortable up there? Are you, Puppy Paladin? Allura asked. When Shiro shook his head, she smiled. He's fine, Matt. Please continue. I can help relax him. With that, she used both hands to rub at the base of Shiro's ears. Whatever Matt had done to link these up to Shiro's head was incredibly potent. The world faded away into just that contact. He was distantly aware of Matt rubbing at his entrance again, and something pressing inside. But it was a long ways away, even if it felt good. Instead, he gave himself over completely to the pure, innocent pleasure that was pouring in through his ears. Shiro nudged against the hands, mouth hanging open as he drowned in the feeling. Then Allura's hands were gone, and Shiro was left nuzzling his face into her thighs, whining softly. It was playing more into the role than he meant to, but Shiro didn't care. Now he could feel something shifting inside of him, tiny nudges of movement that pressed against his slick gland. When Shiro looked down, he saw the silken black tail giving lazy wags. With a thought, the angle changed, smacking Matt in the arm with every flick. Whoa, boy, Matt said. Easy there. He tried to smack Shiro's tail away, but it just came back every time. Geez, come on. Allura smiled as she watched, openly enjoying the conflict. I don't believe he can help it. Like the ears, it seems to simply react to his emotions. What does the tail wagging mean? Are you a happy boy, my good paladin? In response, Shiro nuzzled in further, and the tail wagging picked up. Ow! Matt smacked Shiro on the ass this time. It wasn't hard, but it was enough to jolt the plug inside of him. It pressed more firmly against the gland, and the edge rolled upward to nearly catch his prostate. Inside, there was a gush of arousal, but it all stayed firmly inside, held by the plug. Shiro was going to be a mess when that came out. He couldn't say he minded at the moment. Reaching over, Allura smacked Matt on the thigh, exactly as hard as he'd hit Shiro. Hey now, is that a way to treat a pet? I think so, when the pet is a kinky little shit who likes it. Right, boy? Aren't you a kinky puppy? Do you like being spanked when you're bad? Shiro considered Matt, his tail finally stilling. Then he turned his head towards Allura and gave his best sad puppy dog eyes. He let out a long, pleading whine, just barely sticking out his bottom lip. Immediately, Allura bristled and turned on Matt. You see? Do not smack my dog. Poor paladin. He's very mean, isn't he? She bent down and held him by the ears as she covered his face in pecks. My sweet boy did nothing to deserve this. He was just so happy. Now this is unfair, Matt drawled, sounding slightly offended. Fine, fine, no more spanking. As if he really minds. What's next, then? Allura continued to kiss over Shiro's face for another few moments, then gave him a last lingering kiss on the lips. I think, she said, that I'd like to put my good puppy's licking prowess to use. I had thought you might want to find pleasure between his legs, but his tail does seem to be in the way now. Matt hummed, his eyes bright as he watched over them both. Well, don't let me stop you in the first place. How about I keep Paladin happy and entertained while he's busy serving you? Then after, if he likes, we can switch places, and you can take out the tail if you want. That does sound good to me. Allura ran her thumb over Shiro's cheekbone, smiling down at him. Do you agree, Paladin? Shiro nuzzled into her hand, smiling into the palm. He didn't want to speak, not when there was a happy haze coming over him. It felt like his voice would crack through the feeling. Instead, he just leaned further into the role, happy they were enjoying it so much and eagerly drinking up their regard and pleasure. That's a yes, I believe. Allura pet back his bangs, chuckling when Shiro's eyes closed and the ears flattened back in bliss. You have free range, as long as you obey the rules as well. I wouldn't dream of breaking them, Matt drawled. Well, for you, at least. He held out his hand, smiling as Allura rested hers over his. Then he brought it to his lips to kiss the knuckles. Allura snickered, appreciative of Matt's dramatics. It's a shame we haven't shared Shiro before. You are very agreeable as a partner. Matt's chest puffed out again. Anytime you'd like me to join you, I'll be there. He glanced up, eyes hopeful and bright. Before we get started, may I kiss you again? Absolutely. Allura slid a finger under his chin, gently tugging Matt forward to kiss him. This one was less of a surprise, so Matt was able to at least try and give back as good as he got. Shiro pushed up on his elbows so he could watch, enjoying the view. Allura was clearly in control, pulling Matt along as she pleased and enjoying how he eagerly melted into her. It wasn't like Shiro's surrender, not quite. Matt probably wasn't as eager to give up control, but he was more than happy to follow wherever Allura was leading him, with shining, eager eyes. As they pulled apart, Allura gave him a kiss to the cheek. I promise you'll have your reward soon. Now you have your duties. Of course, princess. Matt beamed at her, then flopped down on his stomach between Shiro's legs. He had to fold his legs at his knees so his feet rested at the tops of his thighs, because otherwise he'd flop off the bed. But he seemed comfortable like this as he dropped down to hip level and waited. Allura threw one leg over Shiro's head. She held onto the headrest with one hand for balance, while the other kept the leash taut enough that Shiro could feel a constant gentle tug. She waited for him to focus on her, ready, then slowly lowered herself down onto his face. She never put her full weight on his head, thank goodness. Allura was shorter than most of the team, yes, but like Keith, she was denser than her slight form suggested. But her slit rested over Shiro's mouth, her own slick already starting to wet his chin and mouth. He could breathe through his nose, but only when she held still. When she rocked down, it would cover the lower half of his face completely. He knew that from experience. Opening his mouth, Shiro looked eagerly over her entrance. They discussed his expectations, and this was the closest thing to a vagina that they could mutually agree on. There was something like a clit at the top, though it would squirt slick like a cock, and the entrance inside had rings that would milk anything inside. The form was familiar enough for Shiro to do a good job orally pleasuring her, without losing the functionality that Allura liked. Almost as soon as he dug in, Allura started to press down. She rocked rhythmically, sliding over his face and then backing up enough to let him breathe. She was never out of range of his tongue, though he could only lick the clit when she was the furthest out. It was the best place to start anyway, and Shiro chased it with his mouth. He pressed the flat of his tongue up and ground until he felt liquid start to trickle out, running down his cheeks and dribbling into his mouth. The slick was sweet and smelled deliciously musky, a combination which never failed to make Shiro eager for more. As he gave himself into the licking, a hand brushed against the base of his cock. Shiro jolted, because he'd been so focused on his goal he'd stopped anticipating Matt. But he settled down quickly, groaning at the feeling of dry, warm hands expertly brushing along the bottom of his shaft. Oh, Allura groaned, giving an extra hard grind to Shiro's face. She pulled off quickly, but it left a sticky trail over Shiro's mouth and cheeks. That's very nice. Matt laughed. Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. You thought the ears were good? Let's try this. With that, Matt took hold of the base of the tail, milking it like he'd just done to Shiro's cock. Stars erupted behind Shiro's eyes. It was the same overwhelming hindbrain deep kind of pleasure that biting the back of his neck caused. He moaned again, louder and more eagerly, and picked up the pace of his licking in return. The act on its own was fun, but now Shiro was acting off a need for an outlet, and an instinct he didn't know he had to mouth and suckle. Pressing his lips to her entrance, he jabbed his tongue inside, trying to get more of her slick into his mouth. The hand that had been on the headboard moved to grab onto Shiro's hair, use that as a handhold to pull him further into Allura's cunt. "Yes, that is good. That's from the tail." She paused, seeming to assess Shiro, then tightening her thighs on either side of his head, holding him in place for a moment longer than usual. Shiro moaned, loud and long, which only earned him more slick. "Yep," Matt agreed. "Good, right? It's electrostimulation. The headband is pressing against his temples, and the plug, well, that one's hitting other places. I can program the kind of pleasure, but I figured I'd start with a non-sexual feeling for the ears. I could probably make it so he'd come if someone bit those, but this is an intro." Allura let out an appreciative groan, which could have been from Shiro's eager tongue or Matt's explanation. "Very clever. I'd be interested in that functionality another day. For now, I don't believe I'm going to last very long like this. You may want to be ready to switch." "Gotcha," Matt settled back down, his fingers wrapping around Shiro's cock and pumping lazily. It wasn't enough to get him off, not by a long shot, but it left Shiro squirming, especially when Matt started to dance the tips of his fingers up and down the tail, with and against the fur. Sparks of pleasure flashed behind Shiro's eyes, blinding him with need. That was all right. Shiro didn't need to see. He needed to eat Allura out like a good pet. He threw himself into his task, taking strategic sips of air when he had the chance. The rest of the time he buried himself between Allura's thighs. His nose brushed her clit, leaving more of the delicious musk all over his face, while he lapped into her entrance like a wild thing. Like he fed entirely off of what she leaked into his mouth, and he'd been starved for weeks. The need to please her overwhelmed him, egged on by the constant electric pleasure that Matt was providing. Shiro felt like an instrument, a two-player song they were plucking out between them. He really didn't mind. Finally, Allura cried out. She let him take more of her weight, pushing him down into the pillow, though not enough to hurt. Then she pulled up on the leash and his hair together as she ground, rubbing her clit down onto his nose with purpose. Then she came. It was a flood of slick that totally drenched Shiro's face and filled his mouth. He swallowed as fast as he could and continued to lick the way he knew she liked. Allura shivered over him, crying out as her thighs tightened again and held him firmly in place. Air was completely overrated when Shiro could be exactly here. When Allura pulled off, Shiro took a huge gulp of air. Then he started to whine, arching up off the bed as he searched for her again. He found her thigh and nuzzled in, lapping wildly. Slick had dripped down from her cunt there, so he licked that up as well, still wordlessly pleading. "That's enough for me," Allura murmured. She pulled her leg away, ignoring Shiro's louder whines, then kissed over his face. "Don't you worry, lovely puppy. You've been so good for me, Paladin, and I'm going to reward you for it. Matt's going to give you something to use your mouth on. Don't you worry." The hand on his cock and tail left. Shiro let out another, louder whine, starting to squirm in place. He was so close, and it felt like he was underwater. The world felt a little further away, and all that was left was haze, fluid, and pleasure. "Shh," Allura soothed. She ran a hand through his bangs, accidentally slicking them back with her musk. "It's all right, my good boy. I'm very pleased with you. Just a few moments for Matt to readjust. Come here with me." She tugged him up into her arms, as though he weighed nothing, letting him rest his face in her neck. "It would be easier for you to sit down, yes? I suppose you could use his mouth like I did, but it seems like it would be much more difficult." Matt scooted up the bed, sitting down where Shiro's head had been. "Yeah, this is better for me. I don't want to, lose my balance and land hip first on his head." He ran his hand up and down Chiro's back, whistling. He goes deep for you. Do you guys do this often?
No, I'm afraid not.
Allura ran her fingers through Chiro's hair, the motion idle. Immediately he went limp, the happy feeling of the ears overwhelming even his shaking need for at least a few moments.
He doesn't always want to, and I fear having an emergency while he's in this state. I don't believe it'd be good to wake him up from it too quickly.
Probably not, Matt agreed. It's a shame, though. Thank you for sharing. Allura smiled back at him.
Thank you for offering such effective tools. And I know he enjoys your time together. You are very good friends. It's enjoyable to watch you interact, and I enjoy your company myself.
Eyes warm, Matt nodded. You too, princess. He ducked his head down, catching Shiro's hazy eyes.
You ready for round two in there?
Licking his lips, Shiro's eyes snapped to Matt's cock. He'd still only opened his pants, rather than fully undressed, and his cock stood proudly from the fly. It wouldn't have the same taste and feel as Allura's cunt, but Shiro's mouth watered at the sight. He whined again, straining towards it, but Allura's tight grip on his leash held him back. Immediately he whimpered, a shudder running through him.
Paladin, not until you're commanded.
Allura took her fingers away. As that happy daze of his ears fell away, Shiro was just left aching for it again. He watched as Allura handed over the chain, squeezing Matt's hand in the process. By the time they were done, Shiro was nearly vibrating with need and tension.
Now you may.
Shiro dove forward, flattening himself onto his stomach and taking Matt in his mouth. He suckled on the head first, readjusting to the feel of a cock instead of Allura's entrance. Then he started to take more, bit by bit, not wanting to immediately overwhelm him. Matt groaned loudly, his head thumping back against the headrest.
God, you're an amazing cocksucker. What a good boy. Made for oral, I swear.
He scratched over the back of Shiro's head, carefully avoiding the ears to avoid mixing signals.
If you don't want me fucking your mouth and pulling on the collar, now's your chance to safe word, puppy.
Rather than pull off, Shiro took him another inch in, eyes rolling up to meet Matt's.
That's my boy.
With that, Matt pulled on the leash. It yanked Shiro down, forcing him to take another inch. He adjusted quickly, moving with the tug until he was nearly taking Matt to the hilt. While that happened, Allura moved behind Shiro. She ran her hands greedily over the globes of his ass, her thumbs pressing to rub against the plug. It rolled under her touch, pressing at his slick gland. Shiro clenched around it automatically, feeling the slick build inside of him. He bucked back as well as he could without moving off of Matt's cock.
My lovely paladin, Allura murmured. I do understand the impulse to smack, Matt. All this lovely pale skin would look amazing when it's red.
She scratched her nails down, making Shiro jolt on Matt's cock. It pressed the head against the back of his throat when he didn't expect it, and he started to gag. Immediately, Matt let go of Shiro's head and leash, giving him a chance to pull up. But he got himself back under control and bobbed back down instead, working his tongue around the shaft. The seal of his lips wasn't perfect as he moved, and spit dribbled down and wet the fabric at the base. Matt hissed and bucked up, then paused. But all Shiro did was moan, so he did it again as he regained his grip on the chain.
He is tempting to mess with, isn't he? You should give the tail a try. It's a lot of fun.
An excellent suggestion. Allura wrapped her fingers firmly around the base. Even that simple touch made Shiro groan, or at least try to, while his mouth was so full. Then she dragged her fingers back, the same steady, heavy pressure the whole way down. Shiro's eyes rolled back in his head as pleasure completely overwhelmed him. Over his head, Matt let out a fierce curse as Shiro went limp on his cock, throat opening up further.
Holy shit! He breathed out. Holy shit!
Once again, he let go, clearly nervous of trapping Shiro somewhere he wasn't comfortable. But fuck, Shiro was so good here. He had a minute of air left, so he just stayed in place, swallowing around the cock in his throat and luxuriating in the throbbing, sparking pleasure. Clearly pleased with the reaction, Allura repeated the move. Then she started to rub up and down just at the base, faster than before, while her thumb rolled over the head of Shiro's cock. It was too much. Maybe Shiro should have waited for permission, but no one had told him to wait. Instead, he ground down against the bed as he came hard, his hole milking the plug uselessly as it prevented him from gushing. Jesus! Matt gripped at Shiro's bangs as he was milked even more fiercely than before. He shuddered and bucked, just barely holding on until Shiro wasn't shuddering anymore. Then he gave in and came down Shiro's throat. Halfway through, Matt yanked Shiro back off, so the last several shots painted over his face. It dripped down, mixing with the slick already starting to dry tacky on Shiro's face. Through it all, Shiro hung limp, the plug continuing to rub him right on the gland and fill him. His tail gave several flicks, mostly at the tip, the rest of him too pleasured to move. His mouth hung open from where Matt had yanked him off, and cum dripped from his lazy mouth, painting his swollen lips white. In seconds, Allura was there, heaving him up again. She sat next to Matt on the headboard, pulling Shiro until he was half-draped over both of them. "You did so well," she murmured, kissing over his face. "I am so pleased with you, my paladin. You were perfect for us." The tail picked up speed, wagging harder. "You need that all the time," Matt murmured. "It's damn cute." He rested his head on Allura's shoulder, smiling down at Shiro. He blinked slowly, looking about ready to crash himself, even as his hands smoothed up and down Shiro's side. "That plug is going to be stupid messy when it comes out. It should be in the bathroom, unless we want to replace Shiro's mattress." Allura hummed her agreement, still busy petting over everywhere she could reach. "Is it meant for long-term use?" Considering, Matt nodded. "Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't leave it in overnight, but it can stick around for a couple of hours. Rest first, then cleaning?" "Yes, I think that would be wise." Allura pulled the blankets out from the three of them with significant effort, then pulled them over. "You wish to stay, yes? If you need to, you can leave, but I'd like to have you here." Matt gave her a soft smile, even as he wrapped an arm around Shiro. "Like I'd be anywhere else. No, I'm sticking around at least until Shiro is coherent again." Then he gave an impish smile and ran his fingers around the base of one ear. The hazy pleasure returned, adding to the already overwhelming feeling Shiro was swimming in. He floated on it, like a hammock or an inner tube, his eyes rolling back once again. "I do not think that is helping him wake." "Let him luxuriate. And it means I get to stick around longer." Matt turned to kiss her shoulder. "And that's not a bad thing in my book." Allura smiled back, though she rolled her eyes. "In mine, either. Though you are certainly a sneaky one." She slid down further, pulling both of them down with her so they were all laying down. "Shiro, I must ask. You've been quiet. You're okay?" It took Shiro several moments to open his mouth, and the first thing he vocalized was a croak. He cleared his throat, then tried again. "Yeah, I'm good." "Thank you. I know it's difficult." She pulled him between them, then cuddled up next to him. Her arm reached all the way across, resting on Matt's hip. "If you are like Shiro, you appreciate sleep after you orgasm, yes?" "We're stereotypes of our gender," Matt said, nodding. Allura's brows rose at the comment, but she visibly let it go. "Then rest. Then we'll give our pet a bath." "Our," Matt repeated. He smiled into Shiro's shoulder, eyes shining. "Sure, I like that." He wrapped his arm around Shiro's chest and nuzzled into his temple, even as he finally undid the collar. That might not be wise to wear while he slept. "Great job, Shiro." The praise was so simple, but it hit Shiro somewhere deep. He smiled back, his eyes falling happily closed. Snuggling between them both, still wearing the silly ears and tail, Shiro dozed off, feeling safe and satisfied. The end.
The music used in this podfic is Chokehold by Adam Lambert. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!